Donald Trump was campaigning in Greensboro, North Carolina last night as the Republican presidential nominee increases his campaigning in that state. North Carolina has usually voted Republican. Donald Trump won here in the last two elections, but his margin of victory was 1.3% or 75,000 votes last time. But with population growth in the cities that favour the Democrats, North Carolina is now a swing state in this election, one that could go either way, as our correspondent Sean Whelan has been discovering.
They're voting already in North Carolina. Early in-person voting opened last Thursday, and the polling station in Guilford Town Hall in central Greensboro is doing a brisk trade.
Kamala Harris, she has my vote.
I voted Democrat. Yeah, voted for Kamala.
Definitely not a huge fan of Trump.
This county, surrounding the state's third biggest city, voted 61% for Biden last time, and the Democratic candidate will do well here this time.
Because she's wonderful. Women's rights, we fought for women's rights in the 1970s when I was young, and they're taking it all away from us. And that is the main reason that I am voting, is to get our rights back.
I voted for Kamala Harris. I don't think she was the best choice the Democrats could have had, but she's the only choice, and Donald Trump is such a crook and a loser, I could not vote for him under any circumstances.
She stands for the things I believe in.
Outside the cities of Charlotte, Raleigh, Durham and Greensboro, the rural part of the state is deep red, and one of the reddest counties of them all is McDowell County in the west end of the state, which voted 73% for Trump last time. But this time, there's a problem. The devastation wrought by Hurricane Helene at the end of September.
It went from being less than 6 inches of rain, and within an hour of that, the water came up several feet. We knew we needed to get to higher ground, so we did, but there were also mudslides happening from so much rain. And then from there, we got a notification, most of us on our phones, that the dam in Black Mountain had broken.
Laura Valdez's neighborhood in the town of Old Fort is a scene of devastation. Houses lifted off their foundations, wreckage strewn everywhere, the recently restored water supply dirty and undrinkable. And that's 3 weeks after the storm. Her local polling station in a nearby church was destroyed by the floods, but she's keen to vote.
I'm voting, one way or the other. I'm voting.
Have you figured out who you're going to vote for in this election, for the presidential election?
I figured out who I want to vote for, but I haven't fully gotten an answer from the Lord on who he wants me to vote for. I have a pretty good idea of how that's going to go, but I pray about it every day leading up to, and I pray the morning of. Right before I go in, I say, Lord, what do you want me to do? And I have yet to have a time I don't get an answer.
Father, I thank you for this man that you have raised up.
The next county over revolves around Asheville, an upmarket resort town. It too has been ravaged by the storm, and this week Donald Trump made his second campaign stop in the town since the hurricane, accusing the Biden-Harris administration of not helping this state.
In the wake of this horrible storm, many Americans in this region felt helpless and abandoned and left behind by their government. And yet in North Carolina's hour of desperation, the American people answered the call, much more so than your federal government, unfortunately.
Two stops here in 3 weeks is a sign Trump is worried about his vote being able to get out and is working hard to motivate people. People like Donna Noonan up in Old Fort, who lost her house in the hurricane.
Trump, because I think he's a good man. He's been here. He was here yesterday. He was right up the mountain in Shenandoah and has seen the devastation and the destruction and the people that survived. I think he's got a good heart, and I think this is what our country needs back. Is a man with integrity and a good heart.
Her friend, Katri Wilson, originally from California, is also voting Trump.
He's a different duck, I'll give him that, but you know what? When it comes to looking out for people, I think that's his priority. You know, he cares a lot, and he showed that.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure how he's going to respond, but he did. He responded by getting here.
Because of the damage in Old Fort, anyone who wants to vote early here has to drive about 20 minutes to the town of Marion. When we called in on the vote centre there, it too was doing a brisk trade. Indeed, it set a new record on Monday with 1,500 voters.
We normally vote around 1,000 a day.
Jane Probst is the deputy director of the County Electoral Commission, which runs the election here.
I just think everybody wants to to vote. I just think they want to make their voice heard.
So how are they voting here?
Trump, Vance.
Harris.
Why is that?
Because I cannot stand Trump.
Donald Trump.
Why is that?
Because his policies are going to be the best for our country.
Trump.
Why is that?
He's wanting to reduce taxes, and I don't think the last administration has done what they said they were going to put out to do. They say they're for the hardworking people, but they're only for certain areas of hardworking people, not all hardworking people.
The uncertain elements in the election here are how many urban, especially black voters, Harris can get out to vote, and how many Trump voters will be unable to vote from mountainous villages cut off by the hurricane, left without water, electricity, or telephones by North Carolina's deadliest storm on record.
Sean Whelan reporting from North Carolina.